The Green Leaf Tea Company is a locally owned loose leaf tea store providing Lincoln with a store fully devoted to loose leaf tea and herbal infusions. Green Leaf Tea Company is located at 27th and Pine Lake, just behind Da Vinci's on the south side. Phone 402-786-8327. That's 402-786-8327. Or webpage all in one word, thegreenleafteacompany.com.
KNNALP The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work, including the original programming provided to you. We are still looking for community programming to be placed here on 95.7 FM. If you have a show that you believe would suit well with KNNALP 95.7 FM, then please contact us at info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Or call us at 402-904-1700. Again, that is 402-904-1700.
Friesen Landscaping is a family-owned and operated landscaping business here in Lincoln. For information, call 402-435-TREE or check the Friesen, that is FRIESEN, landscaping website at www.friesenlandscaping.com.
CGS Music, a locally owned music store, is there to provide musical instrument sales, rentals, and repair of both stringed and band instruments. CGS Music is located at 1244 High Street in Lincoln, Nebraska. Our website is www.cgsmusic.net, and our phone number is 402-328-0677.
Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Martin Luther spoke those words 500 years ago. And now, as we remember the 500th anniversary and celebration of the Reformation, we get ready for Vacation Bible School here at Good Shepherd. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, 3825 Wildbriar Lane. We invite you to bring your children to us, and we can learn and celebrate the truth of God's Word and the truth of the Reformation. Here I Stand, a Vacation Bible School at Good Shepherd, June 12 through 16. We'll gather each morning, 9 to noon, and we could sure use your help as well as your children. We have registration forms available online and at the church, and we can use teachers and helpers, people to help with snacks and crafts and all kinds of other volunteers. But please keep those dates in mind. June 12 through 16, 2017, Here I Stand, a Vacation Bible School at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska. Please join us, won't you?
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as Captain Kirk's caboose and as timeless as David's crusty pajama pants. It is the middle ground between boredom and apathy, between Taylor Swift and Coco the Gorilla. And it lies between the pit of Ben the Millennial's existential despair and the summit of Adam's disturbing affection for Nickelback. This is the dimension of insanity. It is an area which we call Off on a Tangent.
Moving, just keep moving. Thank you.
Grass with Moving on Off on a Tangent. Thank you for joining us. It is May 27th.
Supergrass.
Yeah, Supergrass.
Super.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I just do that out loud?
Yes,
you did. I just woke up not that long ago. I know you did. So, so if something's weird or off, you know why.
Yeah.
Last week it was having a cold or mm-hmm. whatever I had. This week I'm blaming it on being tired. So it's not me. Mm. It's
right.
all the other stuff that's happening to me, right?
Or is it the Supergrass? That's all Supergrass. A lot of that going around out here.
Well, I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Adam.
I'm David.
Eric.
We have a guest tonight.
Yes.
You want to introduce yourself?
Lacey.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi, Lacey.
This is also a first for us that she actually has her own mic.
Yeah.
We've always had...
Breaking out the guest mic.
We've always had three to four ever. Mics, and this is a first. We have five.
Yeah.
We have five mics. It's working. Like, other times when we tried to use it, we always get some sort of electronic problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, thanks to my wife, yes. Yeah. Lacey.
Well, you just jinxed it.
Yeah.
Nice
job. Yeah. Well, thanks to my wife, she went out to the store and found the right tool, so... Kudos to her for finding the right the right thing for us, an adapter. Mm-hmm. So this is awesome. This is awesome. Five mics.
Mm-hmm.
But still, Ben doesn't get one.
No. I don't.
No.
He doesn't want one. I don't
Ben
think.
Doesn't. Ben
no,
doesn't
well,
get
we,
one.
We were...
Ben's only half real.
I'm pretty sure that he's like the guy on Home Improvement, the neighbor. What,
yeah.
Does the neighbor
Wilson.
Have a name?
Wilson.
Wilson.
Yeah, it's Wilson.
A show which Ben the Millennial has never seen.
Right.
Yeah.
So this means absolutely nothing.
So the reference. Yeah, the
that
he doesn't know the reference.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
So, you not you know, see one episode of Home Improvement.
I've
seen one episode.
He's seen one episode.
Oh,
okay.
One episode.
So, you know, Wilson is the neighbor who's always peeking over the fence, but you never see his face.
Right.
Like, he's there. You're talking to him. You know he's there, but you don't see him. That's what Ben is.
Mm-hmm.
He's here. He's just, you can't hear him.
But the difference between Wilson and Ben is Ben has thoughtful advice, like very good advice.
Wilson has
he
extreme.
Does?
I take exception to this.
When have you
well,
been
ben.
Talking to him?
All right, I'm. I'm tired.
What a compliment! Hey, that's my excuse. You can't have that one tonight.
I mean, I think that Ben thinks about it really hard. I don't know how thoughtful it is.
Boom!
He's trying.
We love you, Ben.
Someday Ben is actually going to get a mic and just roast all of us. Like 30 seconds.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to rage quit. Go get counseling.
Get your own show.
I'm going to go start my own talk show. That'll show him.
I kind of be okay with that because we're still looking for original programming.
Right.
Ben, you're this. Awful. You're terrible. Get out of here. Go do your own show.
You know, I tell you what, anybody who joins this radio station don't realize that this radio station is like quicksand. Once you're in, you're not getting out.
Right.
That's true.
But that's a good thing, though. I make it sound like such a bad, deadly
no,
thing.
I mean, it's you know.
That's
it's,
how we got the show going. I mean, I had an idea, and you pulled me in, and
here
we are over a year later.
Yeah,
which is a good thing.
Yeah,
I don't. It's a bad thing, but
I don't exactly know how many episodes we've been doing since then. But our first two episodes, I don't know if we've talked about this before or not. Our first two episodes was a disaster.
Yeah,
it was just Adam and I and
right.
the two introverts.
The two introverts,
right,
who are trying to do a radio show, and it was recorded. So like, you know, so if we messed up, we're like, oh, let's try that again.
And truth be told, you know, back then, you know, Jim and I, we go back. A long time, but really, I didn't really know you that well or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. We haven't even really hung out or
right.
anything like that. So,
right.
So doing those first two episodes, that was, I hope they're deleted somewhere.
They are not deleted.
No,
they're
no.
not. They're just not available.
One day, I'm going to play them. So.
Oh, no.
Someday.
No, I think I would be too embarrassed to do
never
it.
Before heard audio.
Yeah.
And should never be heard.
Right.
You know,
listen to it now.
You won't believe what you'll hear. Sounds like a clickbait article.
What I did find
those.
Out
You won't
is,
believe what you won't hear.
It's for the website. I found out that we have enough space to archive all of the shows.
Oh, nice.
So one day, episodes 1 and 2 might be on the website.
Mm. Are the
Maybe, or I might just accidentally omit
right.
them.
Are the quality of these sort of analogous to Star Wars episodes 1 or 2? Or sort of similar,
you know,
similar ballparks.
I don't remember what they sound like. I just remember Adam and I both saying, "We need a third person."
I'll wager they're better than you.
And then
no,
then
not.
We started.
They're not. No.
Then we started having guests. And yeah. Eric, were you our first guest?
No.
Was he not?
I don't know. Chris Morendi.
Oh, okay. So Pastor Morendi was our first guest. Okay.
There you go.
And then Eric was on a few times, and then one day we just said, hey, Eric, you want to be our third mic?
Yeah.
Stay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I had
You've had,
a great
podcast
time.
Experience before that.
A little bit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, do tell. Yeah. Do tell.
I was just a quasi-regular podcast about technology and news, a little bit of politics here and there.
Right on.
The difference between that and this is here with a group of guys with a standing date, you know, every Saturday night. Sorry. Mm. By the way, Lacey, who is our guest, is my wife. I should That never came up.
Yeah.
So
she's been awfully quiet over here.
I'm very glad to have her here.
That's all right.
With me on the show. So the difference, like, this is we're just sitting around a table, a group of guys sitting around a table. But the podcast was me literally sitting in my closet for, you know, sound absorption, recording it, and just getting very hot. And so it was all just by myself. And researched and all this stuff, so it was just a ton of work, and so I just couldn't keep it up. But
that's cool, though.
Yeah,
that's very neat.
I mean, the number of people who started and failed doing podcasts is probably
pretty
astronomical.
Remarkable.
Yeah,
so I actually
I'm not impressed with myself
now. Now that I never mind. I'll save it for afterwards.
We'll save it after the song. Next up, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Lock All the Doors.
All right.
Yeah.
Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Lock the Doors, and Off on a Tangent. Just a quick side note here. The singer of that song, Noel Gallagher, will be turning 50 years old in 2 days, on the 29th.
That's so incredibly old.
Yeah. I'm kidding. 94, so just
I'm
that's
kidding.
The reason why I chose that song.
You know, when I realized that
happy birthday, Noel.
50 years old for me is only like 17 years away.
Yeah,
it's not that far.
It's frightening.
It's no. What's amazing to me and frightening to me is remembering what that I thought 50 was so frickin' old when I was much younger,
right.
And now. Like, all ages are perfectly realistic to me.
Yeah, just and around the corner.
Yeah. So the complete lack of insight when I was not much younger than I am now is kind of shocking and embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a good note. What's next?
David, you were
going to say something.
Oh, yeah. On podcasting, since we started talking about it, I realized that I too am one of the multitude of people who has started a podcast and then not really gone. A friend and I did a podcast on gaming back when I was into gaming more. Back when the Wii.
That's a good time to do a podcast.
When the Wii was still
on the topic is
when you actually play games.
Yeah. This is my podcast about gaming.
I have no idea what
what's popular. I like Mario.
Which is every single game on Nintendo.
Yeah. Hey, Mario's awesome, by the way. Yeah. I love Mario.
I'm not against
but
it.
But I also don't have a gaming podcast.
I'm not against Mario, but that seems like that's all Nintendo comes up with is more Mario games. Like,
right.
Come up with something original. Or Zelda. Yeah.
Zelda.
I was going to say.
I have nothing against it, but it's just, come on, come up with something different.
Yeah.
Something more original.
Have you seen the new Zelda game, though?
See,
it's so amazing.
Nintendo was coming out with
so
many new console systems. I can't follow it anymore. They keep failing, so they keep making new ones.
They keep failing.
I don't think the Wii failed.
The Wii did not do nearly as well as they had hoped.
Yeah,
so
I thought everyone.
Then
had
they
a
did
Wii.
The Wii U, and that flopped.
Right.
Yeah. Now they got this new Wii
Switch,
which I'm not so sure how that is because that's like playing on your iPhone.
But it's a dock,
and
it goes to the TV.
Yeah, I know, but it just...
It's some interesting stuff.
It's interesting mobile device, I get that. But I just... Have you seen the controllers on that thing? They're tiny.
Oh, yeah.
They're tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only my toddlers can play with that, because I don't have toddlers anymore. They're growing
I remember... have you played the original Nintendo, the NES?
Yes.
With adult hands?
No.
Yeah.
Difficult.
They're tiny,
huh?
Yeah, that is a small controller. Compared to it's only like yay big. You know, put your hands together, your thumb and index finger together, and it's about that big, and you got two buttons and a little arrow key, and that's it. I mean, in modern games, you have the joystick and about.
Which is amazing.
Half a million.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's the thing that puts me off about controllers now. Of course, I don't play
buttons.
Games at all.
Right.
But they're so complex. Like Super Nintendo took some getting, and I actually owned a Super Nintendo.
Because that had six buttons on that one side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the two on top.
The triggers.
Yeah, and I figured that out. But then PlayStation came out, and they had like three triggers and two joysticks and 47 other buttons around the side.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64 had the joystick.
That was weird.
Okay, yeah,
because it had like
it
three.
It had both the pad and the joystick.
Yep.
Yeah, and the joystick was in the middle.
That was horribly designed.
There were three handles on that.
It was a horrible design. Nobody liked it.
It was an amazing system.
I got used to it, though.
N64
is amazing.
Everyone worked with it, but it's just like as soon as they moved along, they came out with a GameCube and, with a sensible design, everyone just sort of looked back and thought, oh, my goodness. That was unpleasant. Why did they do that to us?
Sony's response to N64 was the Dreamcast. Do you guys remember that?
Sega.
Was it Sega?
Sega.
Yep. I thought Sega and Sony were the same.
No. Sega was independent. Sony, actually, the PlayStation originated as a joint project between Sony and Nintendo.
Really?
And Nintendo broke from Sony because they thought that it just was not time to do a CD system yet. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do the old cart system. And so they did N64 and then PlayStation.
The cartridge. The blowing into the cartridge to clear it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, is it working? Hit it. Hit it. Just hit it.
Turn it on.
Just
the what?
Try that with the first DVD. Yeah. Hit it on the counter. See if that helps.
There was a buzz.
I don't think it helped.
There's a BuzzFeed video where they played gave kids, you know, 10-year-old kids an old NES, like, in like 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And they like said, all right, turn it on, play it. Like, okay. So they had like, okay, where is it? Okay, where's, they're pressing the controller and they're like, nothing's happening here. And it's like, well, take a look at it. Oh, power. Okay, they press power. And there's no, but the game, the cartridge is on the side.
Right.
Right.
They're like, there's just like blinking, like, oh, what's going on? And like, well, you have to put the cartridge in. Oh. And they're like this? Yeah. Oh, okay. Then they print it on, and it had the blinking thing. Like, oh, now what? Well, you kind of have to blow on the cartridge to get the dust out. I'm like, okay.
What?
And then we have to, jiggle the thing. You remember doing that?
No.
Jiggle the cartridge? Oh
no.
Oh, man. Anyway.
What do we got here?
This sounds right. Bouncy.
Some music to jiggle to.
Yeah, kind of. This is...
Sorry.
This is Kasabian with Are You Looking for Action? Kasabian, are you looking for action off on a tangent?
Nope.
No? All right. What? Wow.
I'm not looking.
For action.
I'm looking for coffee cake and a warm blanket.
That sounds great.
And Netflix.
You're the one who brings cookies. Why didn't you bring your coffee cake?
Why didn't I bring... I ate it all. It didn't make it over here.
I didn't get cookies.
I'm sorry.
You didn't get cookies?
No.
Oh, that was one time he brought cookies and then he left. And I did. Left the cookies and it was great.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, the cookies were great. We were very sad that he left.
Right. It was great. We got all cookies and no David. Best thing ever.
Okay, so Lacey, I've been hearing that you've done an escape room.
Yes,
what,
I have.
What is that?
She's done three escape rooms.
Yes, I've done three. I'm basically a professional escape artist at this point.
A professional escape artist.
No, it's just something that's gotten popular in the last few years. There are several of them in Lincoln. You basically go in and they lock you in a room and you have to solve a bunch of clues and puzzles to get out.
No way.
Yeah, it's
that's
fun.
So cool.
What kind of puzzles?
All different kinds. So actually, it's good to have like a group of like a really diverse group of people because you may think you're really smart and you go in and you overanalyze and it could be anything from like finding a key physically like hidden somewhere or it could be like decrypting a cipher or something. So it's really varied.
Is there a lot of math involved?
No, actually.
All right.
Adam, you and I are good. We're good.
Yeah, we're good on that one.
It's just a whole lot of like thinking outside the box. Like you think you know what you're doing. And I mean, they give you almost no instruction when you go in. They just shut the door and good luck.
And it's centered around like there's a story or something that ties everything together, right?
Right. And you're kind of unfolding the mystery, I guess, trying to see what happened.
All right. So
it sounds like Mist. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
I do. I actually still have that disc.
Yeah.
I
never played it.
It's a lot like being in a video game.
Really?
And it started out in video games, and then they kind of brought it to life recently.
Right.
So.
Right.
So is there a time limit?
1 hour. Yeah.
You only have 1 hour.
Yeah, and they come up with a different storyline each time for why you have an hour. So, like, in this last one, the sun was setting, and, like, the vampire was going to eat us or something. And
wow.
So would they actually have that ending scenario if you don't get out?
Yes, vampires actually come and eat you.
Actually, yeah.
People
I mean,
in costumes. Come on, Eric.
we only had 40
I'm not that
seconds.
Gullible.
We only had 40 seconds left when we got out. And so, I mean, at that point, we saw the vampire, and it was kind of like lunging at us as we escaped. So,
That's so much
you know,
fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try
if
this.
I ever do that, I'm gonna bring a friend, and that friend will happen to be a locksmith.
Just open the door.
Get out of there.
You do have to pay money to do it, though. So,
probably a locksmith too.
Probably, yeah.
Do you
I'm gonna go to an escape room and then go out. And it'll be great. I'm not gonna play the game at all. Leave.
I was just gonna say, like, would you get in trouble if like you just passed all the puzzles and just like broke down the door and just be like, later, suckers. Solved your puzzles.
Yeah. You have to physically break the door to do that.
It's a heavy metal door.
Yeah. It's a heavy. Okay.
Yeah.
So they account for people getting panicked and just
yeah, you have to sign a waiver. Like,
oh, wow.
Really? But there are video cameras mounted in the room so they can see what's going on.
Yeah, they watch you and everything.
It's not going to turn into like a panic room kind of.
Right. Yeah. They make sure you don't, if you have a seizure or whatever, you're not.
Right.
That's intense.
Is it like,
I want to try this.
Is there like special lighting schemes and like TVs or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
It's not just a wall.
Do they involve laser tag?
Kind of thing.
What?
Do they involve laser tag?
There are lasers. I mean, one time we did something and all of a sudden like all the lights went out and there were like lasers everywhere and music playing and it was like a disco. It was crazy.
A disco?
Yeah, yeah. Like Elton John started blaring. We're like, what is going on?
This wasn't the vampire one, was
it? No,
it
wasn't. Oh, okay. It was a music themed one. They have a lot of different cool themes.
Really?
So. Lacey and I did one together with some other people we knew. And that was... it was like a zombie apocalypse virus is going to take over the world kind of thing.
Bioterrorism.
So, right. So we were locked in a lab room and had to, in a lab, and had to figure
escape
out, like,
before.
Yeah.
Okay, so how big is this room?
It's not real big. I mean, maybe it's about as big as, like, a bedroom in someone's house.
That's not, no kidding. It's yeah. Not big I was at all. Picturing something a lot bigger
so
than
that.
So was
I when I went in. And so, yeah.
I was thinking like you go bedroom. From one room to the next room to the next room. It's kind of like a maze or something
thought.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. But
if, I mean, it sounds like this is a sort of thing that's just getting started. If it takes off, somebody will build something like
it's,
that.
It's growing. Yeah. I know in Hastings they have one. My hometown.
Hmm.
They got one. And people are posting pictures on Facebook that they escaped. And is that the thing that if you escape,
yeah.
they show it off on Facebook
yeah.
or something like that?
There's a low success rate. Like
really?
20 to 30% usually. People actually get out. I mean, they get out, but
they all
not
get
in
out.
An hour.
Really, huh?
Some go in, others don't come out ever. Where's little Johnny? It's in the escape room somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Somebody is going to make a horror film based on this phenomenon.
Maybe.
I think a horror film is probably how it started.
What inspired it?
Probably.
Some of this kind of reminds me of a new technology that I saw come out. More video games, by the way. More video games here. So, you know, virtual reality is really taking off right now. I mean, most consumers can't have one yet, but it's getting pretty close. But anyways, people are starting to integrate actual environments with VR.
Yeah.
So somehow they're programming it so
it's like
the VR overlays over your
right.
What is it? It's a reality. Augmented
reality.
Reality.
Yeah. Although it's not using like Microsoft Lens or Google Glass, it's using actual virtual reality like Oculus
the VR
Rift,
headset.
An actual VR headset, but it's just it's printed on the walls that they've made. Like they've pre-programmed everything into the computer and such. So you can walk around in an actual environment with this VR headset and do like first-person shooter or a mystery or something like that just by walking around in different rooms, and it's all integrated. And that's an actual place, I think, in California that they're doing this.
They just opened that in Lincoln.
They did like that in Lincoln?
Yeah, the place that I just was. They have a virtual reality escape room in there.
No.
They just opened it like a couple weeks ago.
We're going.
Yeah, it's like a dollar a minute or something.
$60?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how much you pay for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only when you pay the game, you get to play it multiple times.
Right.
Right.
But that's pretty cool, though, that they're able to integrate, you know, games with environments. And that escape room sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I'd be under too much pressure. I don't know if I could do that. I'm sweating already just thinking about it.
Is it stressful?
I don't know. The third time around, not really.
It gets really stressful.
The last 5 minutes. You feel like an hour's a long time. Mm-hmm. So they first start and you're like, who cares? And it gets down to like 20 minutes. You start freaking out.
Really?
Mm. and they play music and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like there's some media going on during it. And when it gets to like the last few minutes, the music starts getting louder and faster.
They amp it up.
They really stress you out.
Is it kind of like Mario back in the day, where if you have like under a minute left,
exactly
play
like
the
that.
Music?
It just gets fat. Yep, exactly like that.
And I don't know what that does, though, but it makes you rush.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I owe so much deep-set anxiety to Mario. This music is too up-tempo. Feeling stressed.
Actually, I got a boss that tends to kind of keep a meeting going forever and forever, and I've done this in the past where he just like kept the meeting going for 10 minutes, like 10 minutes longer than they should, so I got on my phone and started playing that Mario music you know at the end, and he looked at me, he's like, all right, I'll finish this up. it does make a difference. It does.
Nice.
Play with your head a little bit, because he started doing the same thing.
Is that what we should do to our pastors when their sermons are going too long?
Yeah.
Or our kids when they're not going to bed
just
as fast as they need to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably just a particular generation is going to be especially affected by the Mario music.
I don't know. I don't know if Pastor Poppy would even know what he was hearing.
Yeah.
Patch it through his mic. Just like, what is this?
I don't know. He might know. He's heard my show a few times.
Yeah.
That's true.
You never know. Although I don't think you would appreciate it, though, if it actually did happen.
Yeah, maybe not.
Only
probably
one.
Just
find
well,
out. Pull
well,
out
you
the
do
ear.
Have, you do have control of the soundboard sometimes, so.
I do. I could ruin their lives, too. No, I'm kidding.
Lacey thinks you should try it.
I should try it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So when it comes back to bite me, I'll blame it on you.
Okay.
Okay. Is that fair?
I won't be at church that week.
You know what you should do? You should do that during our new vicar's first sermon. Get him a little...
There
oh, yeah.
So how would I do that?
Oh, you just...
What would I do?
I don't know. Just give him a timer of like 5 minutes, and then at the end of 5 minutes, you start, you know, play that little tune and see what happens. Break the guy in a little bit.
Put a CD in the player up there where everyone in the congregation can hear it.
No, give him an earpiece and tell him. Yeah, oh, yeah, we all wear earpieces. It's so I can, if there's something that goes wrong, I can give you instructions. And then you just slowly, over about 10 minutes, start fading in the music. Yeah. And then it's, not too loud, but then start speeding it up and everything. And then he'll be delivering the sermon so fast, nobody will have any idea what is going on.
It's a plan. We're doing it.
All right. Listen to the song, people.
All right. Next up, the Beta Band with Squares.
I reached your feelings, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I lay upon the ground. So miles and miles of squares. Where's the feeling? Still nobody cares. For miles and miles of squares. Daydream. I'll dance to the root of flowers. Daydream. I'll dance to the root of flowers. I seen the demons, but they didn't make a sound. To reach me, but I lay upon the ground. I see the people, but they didn't make a sound. They tried to reach me, but I gave them all around.
Beta Band with Squares and off on a tangent.
You're not a poet, Jim. You can't.
I'm not a poet.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can't be snapping.
And now to Jim's Poetry Corner.
Oh.
A new segment.
Oh, yeah. No.
No, it's not a new segment.
Jim's Poetry Corner.
Adam's got bass over here.
Yeah.
Bass.
Originally inspired by Silly Songs with Larry.
What is that?
That was
what
a great.
That?
What? You missed that?
Veggie
VeggieTales?
Even Ben knows about VeggieTales.
Where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
What?
Everybody's got a water
bucket. Hold on.
Mine is fast and yours is slow.
I want my money.
It's VeggieTales.
Oh, where is my hairbrush?
There's
a reason why. Yeah, no.
Oh,
Jim,
come on.
Jim,
it's a lip.
No. There's a reason why I don't watch VeggieTales.
Oh, you've missed out.
It's a lip.
Yes, the theology in VeggieTales was terrible, but that wasn't the point.
The point.
Wait, maybe it was.
The silly songs were literally silly. There was absolutely no theological content to it at all.
Yeah,
much like
songs,
this show.
Right.
It's the fluff between the content.
Yeah. you sang a song about a hairbrush, and that just sounds incredibly annoying to me.
Well, Larry is a cucumber. He has no hair.
So I gave it to the peach.
So where is my hairbrush?
Sillier than you think.
That makes no difference to me. It's still annoying.
I gave it to the peach because he has hair.
Oh.
Okay, seriously, you cannot make fun of silly songs with Larry and then have a show like this. It's indefensible.
Not acceptable.
I'm sorry. Is the silly songs with Larry completely unredeemable and have no value at all to your life?
Well, I'd never heard of them until about 2 seconds ago, so.
Seriously.
Weekend homework.
I'm going to have to post some of those in the message.
Oh, yeah.
My message form.
My kids would watch the show a lot when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of VeggieTales to the point where I've got a lot of it memorized.
Oh.
At least I don't have the Barbie thing memorized like they were watching earlier this evening. I need my man cave to grow.
You know, you
with Barbie going on.
You know, you can complain about, you know, sort of the deeper themes in VeggieTales being lacking, but when you compare it to other kids' fare, I mean, most kids' fare is
vacuous. Yeah,
there's vacuous and there's awful.
Mm-hmm.
The Mickey cartoon things for kids is vacuous.
Like Mickey Mouse?
Like Mickey Mouse, Clubhouse, and this road roadsters thing or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are just vacuous. They're not, but there's also Fireman Sam. Have you seen this?
I have not seen that.
What is this
about?
The worst. Oh, it's horrid. It's about this. It's about this town of five people and
five people.
Yeah, five people and 13 children.
Doesn't that make it a village?
And
half of
yeah,
them
probably
are
Hamlet. I think.
Yeah,
what's Hamlet.
That? Half of them are firemen.
Anyway.
Half of the town is, or the Hamlet is, as firemen. they're firemen. They're constantly putting out fires because the other half are incredibly stupid. The parentage of all of these children is questionable at best, or at a drastic genetic deficit.
Wow.
Probably all of them sired by Fireman Sam himself, who is the only capable person in the show. And considering the comparison with the other people is really not saying much at all.
And how many episodes of this are there?
It's been going for years. It started as a claymation show. And now in the 60s?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. From the 60s. And now they're doing computer-generated, you know, things, and they have a movie, and it's the worst thing ever.
A movie about five people where half the town is always on fire.
Yeah, this one is
sounds
the forest is set on fire, and the whole town is threatened with the fire. And, you know, everyone's like, well, I guess this is the end. Stand back, everyone. Why everyone's standing back when they're certain that they're going to die anyways, I don't know. And then they hand these people, like, these rake handles with sheets of paper stapled to the end of it. And there's a whole line of them swinging it in the air at the fire.
So feeding the fire, essentially.
Fanning the flame.
I don't know what that was for.
Have you ever seen the people who have taken movie trailers and turned them into horror trailers, like Frozen? You guys ever seen that?
I have not.
They take the Frozen trailer and then they spin things around and they give it different, like, dark music, right? And they make movies like Frozen look like it's a horror film. That's what this
Frozen
sounds like.
Wasn't a
you could take
film?
Scenes from this Fireman Sam and turn it into a horror film.
I'm gonna do that.
Someone might.
You should, because that would be
easy.
It'd be incredibly easy, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these kids shows, I don't know if you could make them much scarier.
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba cannot be scary.
Oh, don't even get me started.
There's
on
a
that
party
one
in my tummy.
Even my kids. My 2-year-old.
Get the sillies out. Get the sillies. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I even know that. Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm going to try and find this Frozen horror trailer and try to play it. Give me a second.
All right. I'm surprised I haven't heard about that. I usually like those YouTube channels that chop up. I'm a big fan of Honest Trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Honest Trailers and the How You Should Ended It and
okay,
all
I've,
those.
I've got it here.
Here all it right is.
Hopefully it won't play commercials first.
Oh, it will.
It will.
Because you have ad block.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't. How about that?
I don't know how else this is going to come in.
Do you want to build a snowman?
What have you done?
It was an accident.
Your power will only grow. We'll protect her.
I don't want to hurt you.
That worked so well.
I know you can't see a lot what's here. Just go on YouTube.
It is what the music makes it sound yeah like.
Yes, yes.
But with Frozen,
right?
Cuts from Frozen. Oh, that works really well.
Build a snowman.
Nice.
Hey guys, thank you so
yeah
much.
Yeah,
it's
hey guys.
That's great. Guys.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I would totally watch that. Yeah. I am not a horror film type of person, but that looked really good.
Yeah. Some
you
of the old
build a snowman.
some of the older Disney films, you wouldn't have to work very hard to do that too.
No,
yeah.
Like Sleeping Beauty, that movie is genuinely chilling at times, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
The
Witch.
The original, like the
original
yeah, the one
animated one.
Yeah.
Came out in like the 50s, I want to say.
Do you realize there's like a massive problem with that movie? You got three fairies that really messed up. And what do they do to try to cover it up? They put everybody to sleep for eternity until something happens.
Right.
No, that was such a cop-out.
Massive cover-up
yeah
right there. Oh, yep, we really messed up. Let's put everybody to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you were 59.
Yeah. See, I knew I had a feeling.
I thought it was 40s.
What was?
Sleeping Beauty came out in 1959.
Mm.
Really? Yeah, I thought the same thing too. I thought it was 40s. Yeah.
They may have started. I want to say that's one of those movies that took forever to get made, though. So they might have started pre-production in like the late 40s. Because
that would make sense. Yeah. It would make sense because you get movies like Toy Story, which is like 10 years in the making. Wow.
Well, yeah, and like we were talking about last week, I mean, I feel like stuff like that actually has to wait. Like it gets started and then they have to wait for technology to develop.
To catch up, yeah. We were talking about Lord of the Rings last week with CGI and such. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they started, well, you thought they started in 97, Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that movie came out, what?
2001.
So, yep. I mean, look how long that took.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it would make sense for Sleeping Beauty to be that long in production.
Yeah, and that's what's going on with what nobody here wants, the Avatar sequels.
Yeah.
How many people really want that? I mean, everybody, you know, the first Avatar movie was okay, but...
What was so big deal about Avatar?
It was
huge, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Romeo and Juliet in a sci-fi
setting.
Environment.
Yeah.
The attraction to it is all of James Cameron movies are technological achievements.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It was the kickoff of all the 3D movies that we have now.
Yeah.
Because he, first of all, he had to wait for a lot of that stuff to happen, and then he invented the rest of the system to complete the whole 3D filmmaking techniques.
Mm. Interesting.
And the combining of the people, you know, and their CG suits and all that with the film and all that stuff was all of that.
Yeah.
Well, you people out there in Radio Land, if you want to let us know what you think about Avatar, you can let us know by getting a hold of us where?
Facebook.com/offonatangent.
Right.
There it is. At Twitter, Tangent Radio 957.
And email us at tangent offonatangentradio@gmail.com.
All right. Well, that's all we got for today, this week, and for all of eternity, because we're all going to go to sleep to cover this show up.
Yep.
I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Adam.
I'm David.
Eric.
And Lacey, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
We'll make sure to let you talk a lot more next time.
Right. Don't feel bad. I know how it feels.
We tend to take over.
It's all David's fault.
We love you, Adam.
Yep. Come back, Lacey.
Thanks, Eric.
Do you really?
We'll see you.